the 1964 draft, Cleveland Browns head coach Blanton Collier needed a wide receiver with speed and reliable hands. He got just that when he selected Ohio State University wideout Paul Warfield in the first round. Few rookies in Browns history have made the immediate impact Paul Warfield did in 1964. Taken with the number 11 overall pick, he led the club in every receiving category with 52 receptions, 920 yards, and 9 touchdowns. Warfield played an integral role in the Browns' success that season, which culminated in a 27-0 win over the Baltimore Colts in the NFL Championship game. Warfield's success didn't stop there. The standout receiver had arguably his best season as a Brown in 1968, catching 50 passes for 1,067 yards and 12 touchdowns en route to the third of four appearances in the NFL Championship game during his time in Cleveland. After 6 great years in Cleveland, Warfield was traded to the Miami Dolphins, where he would go on to win 2 Super Bowls, including being a part of the undefeated 1972 team. During his time in Cleveland, Warfield was selected to 3 Pro Bowls. His top honor, though, came 5 years after he retired. In 1983, Paul Warfield was enshrined into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.